Given the constraints of my programming, I can provide a conceptual overview and tips on creating a section like Chapter 8.1, Initial Assessment and Diagnosis in CBT, based on common practices and principles in cognitive behavioral therapy. Chapter 8.1, Initial Assessment and Diagnosis in CBT. The initial assessment and diagnosis phase is the cornerstone of effective cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. This crucial step sets the stage for a successful therapeutic journey by establishing a comprehensive understanding of the client's current challenges, psychological health, and goals for therapy. Through a blend of structured interviews, standardized questionnaires, and collaborative discussions, therapists can gather the essential information needed to tailor the therapy to each individual's unique situation. Structured interviews and standardized assessments. Structured interviews allow therapists to explore the client's symptoms, experiences, and personal history in a systematic way. By combining these with standardized assessments, which might include scales for measuring depression, anxiety, or other specific conditions, therapists can quantify the severity of symptoms and establish a baseline for measuring progress. Collaborative goal setting. An essential part of the initial assessment involves setting therapeutic goals with the client. These goals should be SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-limited, to ensure that both therapist and client have clear, attainable objectives to work towards. For example, if a client is struggling with social anxiety, a goal might be to initiate 2 social interactions per week, gradually increasing as therapy progresses. Identifying cognitive distortions and behavioral patterns. A specialized aspect of CBT's initial assessment is the identification of cognitive distortions and maladaptive behavioral patterns. Understanding these patterns is key to determining the focus of cognitive restructuring and behavioral interventions in later sessions. Therapists might use thought records or other CBT-specific tools to begin this exploration, even in the early stages of assessment. Developing an initial treatment plan. Armed with information from the assessment, therapists can develop an initial treatment plan tailored to the client's needs. This plan outlines the chosen CBT techniques and interventions that will be used, setting a clear roadmap for therapy. However, this plan remains flexible, evolving as further insights are gained during therapy. Building therapeutic alliance. Equally important during the initial assessment is laying the foundation for a strong therapeutic alliance. The therapist's approach to questioning, empathetic listening, and collaborative planning contributes significantly to building trust and rapport, pivotal for the efficacy of the therapy. Key takeaways: structured interviews and standardized assessments provide a comprehensive understanding of the client's condition. Collaborative goal setting with SMART objectives is crucial for focused therapy. Identifying cognitive distortions and behavioral patterns early guides effective intervention. An initial flexible treatment plan sets the direction while allowing for adjustments. Building a strong therapeutic alliance during the assessment phase is critical for successful CBT. This phase of therapy is not just about gathering information. It's an opportunity to build trust, set expectations, and begin the collaborative process that is central to CBT.